minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea. I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has.
BakersGreenAcres.com is the website of Mark Baker, the farmer from Michigan who we've been talking to, who has been under intense pressure from the USDA. Now, don't let that confuse you, folks. The USDA, you think, oh, geez, they just stamp stuff in our meat departments and whatnot. No, the USDA is a rogue agency that will come in with their guns blazing, folks. They will come in with SWAT team style initiatives. And that's something we're trying to prevent here. That's something we're trying to ring the alarm on. Mark Baker was telling us a little bit about the intel he received from somebody internally over there. Why don't you bring us back up to speed with that, and then we'll talk about what we can do as fellow patriots to help with your situation and so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, the Sheriff's Department refused to do an investigation, so what I need people to do is to put pressure on my local county sheriff, via email or just calling on the phone. And I have the phone number here, and just say, hey, why aren't you doing your job? And, you know, they're going to give you a song and dance for sure. They always do. But bottom line is the county sheriff's job is to protect and defend our constitutional rights. That
absolutely
is what it's all about.
We are big proponents of the role of the sheriff. Absolutely.
Me too. So in our case, we have the attorney general that has leveled a $700,000 fine against me and my family, which is, you know, it's more than my farm is worth on a great day. Like three times more than a farm is worth. And if you get into the Constitution sometime, go to the Eighth Amendment, and it clearly states that American citizens are free from excessive fines and cruel and unusual punishment. So here's our Attorney General, who's supposed to be the defender of our constitutional freedoms, that's breaking our constitutional freedoms, that's oppressing them. And then my county sheriff is standing by with his hands in his pockets, not doing anything. A lot of phone calls to him will get him off his duff. At least it creates a paper trail because there will be emails to his office. And his office is the Maasauke County Sheriff's Department. And the man's name is Jim Bosher, B-O-S-S-C-H-E-R. The phone number is 213-839-4338. And just put a lot of pressure on him to create a paper trail.
Okay, give me that. This is the sheriff, right?
Yeah. He's a county sheriff.
Okay, give me his number one more time here. I'm going to call. I know it's 11 o'clock here on the East Coast. I want to call right now and leave a voicemail for him and voice my concerns with this situation.
213-839-4338.
Okay. 4338?
Yes.
Okay. Stay quiet for just a second, Mark. I'm going to call him right now, okay? I'm going to do this live on the air because I want to show people that I'm not just going to report on this. I'm actually interested in helping, and I encourage everybody else to do what I'm about to do. Here we go. Oh, geez, it didn't work for me. Let me try one more time.
213-839-4338.
Okay, 4338. Let's try it again. I'm not sure why it's not working for me. Mr. Producer, you want to try it for me? Can you do that? He's going to do it for me. Okay, so we'll get that. And we'll also take calls with Mark if you want to talk to him and ask him about his situation. And ask him about his farm as well, bakersgreenacres.com.
Did I say 213? It's 231.
Okay, that's what we got wrong. 231. All right, now I can do it. All right, so 231.
How about that? 839.
Okay.
4338.
43.
How about that? 38.
See, that's why we did this.
Yeah, I know. That's good. That's good. I know my buddy Dave Robinson is listening right now. He's saying, "You idiot, you gave him the wrong number." There it is.
There we go.
Thank you for calling the Maasauke County Sheriff's Office. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Please note that our menu options have changed. If you know your party's extension, you may press it at any time. For dispatch, press 1. For corrections, press 2. For records into the process, press 3. For Tanya Trolls, press 4. For Lieutenant Andrea Martin, press 5. For Under Sheriff Will Yancer, press 6. For Sheriff Jim Basher, press 8. For the operator, press...
We're going to talk to the sheriff. I just pressed 8.
Good evening, Sheriff's Office.
Hi, I'd like to leave a message for Sheriff Jim, if that's possible.
Sure, one second. Let me transfer you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we should be transferred now.
Your call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system.
Sheriff Jim Basher.
Is not available. Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Sheriff Basher, this is Bob Tuscan. I'm a nationally syndicated talk radio host and an activist for food freedom. We were talking with Mark Baker about his situation, and we are deeply concerned about this. It's the role of the sheriff as a constitutional authority to be a check in a system of checks and balances that we have. You're an oath keeper, and I expect you to stand up and continue to be obliged to that oath. It's important that you protect this man from the agency known as the USDA and any others that wish him ill. We really are paying attention to this case. We've done a lot of coverage on it on the air. Again, the entire country is watching, and we hope that you stand up with the integrity that hopefully your constituents thought you have or think you have, and that's the reason why I hope they voted you into office. Again, we're very concerned about Mark Baker's case, and we want for you to make a public announcement, a public statement about it as soon as possible, and to stand up to these other agencies because, again, your role as sheriff is a paramount one. Thank you very much, and you have a great day. All right, so there you go, Mark. There's my attempt to apply a little bit of pressure for whatever it's worth.
Awesome. That's great, Bob.
So we'll see how that goes over. You know, he's going to say, "Who the hell is this guy?" You know.
Well, so. he won't you know, it's surprising how pressure like that. You know, they would just as soon collect their paycheck and go home on Friday.
Yeah.
They don't want any pressure coming from outside the county that they can't control. So, you know, 10 or 15 calls like that a day really have a way of unnerving these guys. This guy is not an oath keeper, I will tell you that right now. He has ignored my wife and I's request for help several times.
Well, that's unfortunate, and I hope the listeners emulate exactly what I did. We're going to take calls with Mark in just a moment. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you want to learn more about his farm, visit bakersgreenacres.com. That's bakersgreenacres.com. And he's also got a lot of stuff that they're shipping all around the country now. If you're interested in grass-fed, high-quality, naturally raised chickens and all that good stuff that you might be feeding your families, well, support Mark and visit his website, bakersgreenacres.com. We'll be back with calls in just a second.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, we'll take calls with Mark Baker from bakersgreenacres.com and the Baker Farm. It's important that we get the word out on this, folks. If his farm comes under attack, think about how many other farms will come under attack for some bureaucratic nuance in the law, and it's, well, a bunch of junk, bottom line. And unfortunately, when bureaucracy turns into threatening his life and the life of his family and his kids, we got a real serious issue. I pray that this does not turn into a Ruby Ridge situation. And that's why we're doing this show, and that's why we're telling the listeners about this, ringing the alarm. But those things happen. Those incidents happen. You know, we need to learn from those past events and get the word out. You know, back then when Randy Weaver was doing his thing in Idaho, the internet wasn't as powerful as a tool. So hopefully we're using this show and the internet to get the word out on this. And I hope you guys took what I did and emulate it yourselves. Call his sheriff. Call him up. What's your opinion? Really is that easy. And hopefully it goes a long way. All right, your calls at 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Kathy in Utah. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. You know, the other day I saw a big cattle truck, and it had on the back of it, no farms, no food. It seems like our farmers are under a great deal of pressure and stress nowadays with the laws and regulations and everything that's happening. I'm wondering if you could possibly get those pigs sold. Is it legal for you to sell them?
Well, I can't sell them in the state. You know, some of the things that they've asked me to do, I just ignored. But if I sell them in the state after I've been ordered not to, that will look bad.
Yeah. Are you allowed to transport them out of state?
Oh, yeah, I can sell them out of state. It's just that they've become kind of a hot potato, so nobody wants to pay for a pig that they could be, you know, tapped on the shoulder and say, hey, you got an illegal pig. So people are really reluctant. We used to do a really fantastic business with these pigs. Everybody wanted them, and they would be sold before they were even born. But now nobody really wants them unless they're processed and ready to go in the freezer, which is okay. But we've had to shift the way we do things.
Well, the the laws, are they the same in all the states when it comes to your pigs?
No, just Michigan right now. Michigan is kind of a state that they use to test things out.
Well, maybe we could put the word out and find a buyer in a different state and get the pigs transported by April. And then you could use that money to buy pigs that they, you know... It's too bad. I'd rather actually see them defeated and have the definition changed, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, Kathy. What if he gives in and gets rid of these pigs? Yeah, that might be an option, and it'll be a hard one to actually accomplish. Nonetheless, what's to stop them from continuing this sort of bureaucracy in the future? I'm sure you've given that thought. You have an answer for her,
sure.
Mark?
Yeah, well, if they tell me that you can't have this pig and then I comply and I go get another pig, what's to keep them from coming back 2 weeks later and saying, well, you can't have that one either? And
well, where did you get the pigs in the first place?
These ones were shipped over by a guy named Heath Putnam. They were shipped into Iowa. And then I made a deal with him and I bought some breeding stock from him.
So you have had them for about 3 years, just breeding them?
No, I've had them for 6 years.
6 years. And so since you grow them organically, you know, you don't have them penned up and you're not feeding them mush and stuff, that's why they consider them feral then?
No, they consider them feral because they came out with a list of characteristics. And they said that if your pig has even one of those characteristics, then your pig is feral. And I guess I should tell you, You can find that list at michigandnr.gov, and then look under feral pigs, and you'll see the, they call it the declaratory ruling. And on page 3 is where they begin the list of characteristics. And I told you a few of them, but I'll tell you the 9th characteristic. It states, characteristics not currently known to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. So they really covered their bases in saying that.
Oh, it's very open then for them.
Oh, yeah. It almost seems like a joke. Most people that see it think it's a mistake. And we did too at first. We thought it was just, there's a misunderstanding here. But no, there's no misunderstanding. This is an effort to get family farms closed down, get family farmers off the land so it can be turned over to industrial ag.
Especially ones that maybe fit your profile, just like the IRS did with the Tea Party or conservative groups where they targeted them.
Yeah.
And maybe they consider you too conservative or that you support the Oath Keepers or whatever. Well, I'll call the sheriff tomorrow, so he's not working right now?
No, I doubt it. It's late.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's there normal business hours, Kathy. But,
okay.
You know, I wanted to leave a message and be an example on the air.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope we can help you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy.
For your concern.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to Art now. Hello, Art.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mark. I talked to you about a year ago. I guess you were on another broadcast. Let's look at this for what it really is. You don't vaccinate your hogs. You're not feeding them all this GMO garbage feed. And when it comes right down to it, the real issue here is they feel that you are a threat to the factory farm industry, and that's exactly why they've come up with this scam. In order
Mark,
to
is that the case? Is that what
like
it comes down to, Mark?
That's part of it. The industrial ag hog community, they're willing accomplices in this, but they're not the ones that are driving it. This is actually a much bigger and more nefarious outfit than that. Some people call it Agenda 21, and I would agree that this is an effort to get people off the land. What they're doing now is getting family farmers to give up their property, and then it's absorbed into the industrial ag or the corporate agriculture system. And then from there, those farms can be closed very quickly because they're watching their bottom line real close. Not like family farms. We don't, you know, we just don't go out to eat as much, you know, if things get tough. Or we don't use quite as much diesel fuel. But the factory farms, they're watching their bottom line really close.
Well, that's what I was getting at. People like you, the family farmer, are a major threat to the factory farm. And, you know, while you can have people like Mary Ansel Rothschild and the big bankers say, give me control over a nation's money and I care not who makes the law, that doesn't give them ultimate power. If you want ultimate power over the people, you must control the food. So the independent family farm is a major threat to that control power structure. And that's what they're really after.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take a break, and we will come back in just a second. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Steve, you brought up a few good points during the break. Go ahead.
It's a constitutional issue as well, because your civil liberties are being threatened here. Let's just say the pigs were really dangerous, which they're not. Let's say they're not desirable for food, which they're not. They're good pigs. But the issue is still a civil liberty situation, even if it was a crime. So the definition comes from Article 1, Section 9, where it says, no bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed. An ex post facto law, generally, what that means is after the fact, generally refers to laws or other mandates that are passed to restrict behavior that was, when practiced, entirely legal. So let's imagine, for example, that your local town has a littering problem. Littering is entirely legal in that town for that period of time. But then a law is written to ban littering, And lawmakers want to catch perpetuators who have already been littering, so they make the law effective as of 5 years ago. This would be an ex post facto law. So an ex post facto laws are generally frowned upon because it's possible to write ex post facto laws going way back. There's no way of knowing whether one's actions are legal or illegal. That's Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits the passage of ex post facto laws, probably for this very reason. And no bill of attainder would apply to that as well, because this is a situation here, Mark, where they're trying to confiscate property or fine you for something that was legal when you started it without, you know, any due process, without any compensation for your hard work and efforts, which is what they're, what I believe they're required to do. So it's a violation of your civil liberties. And that's from about.com. And you can find that in Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, and read that up, read up on that for yourself if you like. So.
Okay.
I think it's a violation of your constitutional rights as well, because they're trying to pass a law after the fact, and there's been no intent to compensate you. Would you be willing to take compensation if it was justified? You think maybe, I don't know that I'm trying to side with the state or anything, but the idea here in my thinking is, you know, if they're going to pass this law and it wasn't defined, and I don't think your animals are at all dangerous, and their whole case against you sounds bogus as it can be, probably, as we pointed out in the last break, because you're doing good work and they're trying to put farmers like you out of business. But still, simply, there's been no attempt, in my opinion, from the state of Michigan to try to, you know, resolve this peacefully and reasonably. That's how I weigh in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, well, we've tried to talk with them. We've contacted them and say, let's sit down with this. I mean, obviously there's some sort of misunderstanding, and they've told us that, the only way that they're going to deal with us is if we don't depopulate our animals, or they say, if you depopulate your animals and you promise not to do this business anymore, then we won't give you a big fine, and we won't arrest you, and we won't arrest your children. So they don't want to talk. They don't want to.
Yeah, right. Now, I think they're clearly in violation of your constitutional rights and civil liberties, and you can make a case out of that, I think, that they either should be forced to compensate you very well for the cost of your animals before they come in to do that, and by passing laws after the fact. It's ex post facto. Yeah. It's exactly what it is. And so if they want to change things, then they need to look at the consequences of passing stupid laws, don't they?
Well,
I mean, that's what's wrong with our government.
Here's the problem. The Department of Natural Resources is a regulatory agency. That's it. Their job is not to make law. They can advise lawmakers on, hey, this is what we need. You know, this is the problem we're having out in the woods, for instance, and we'd appreciate a law that says this. Then some legislator puts forth a bill. The bill has to go through the House, has to go through and get a signature from the governor, and, you know, a lot of scrutiny. But the DNR has come out, and they've just declared my pigs illegal, and they don't have the authority to do that. But we have a governor that's complicit. We have an attorney general that's complicit. You know, they're the guys that should be taking these guys by the collar and giving them a jap slap and telling them, look, you can't do this. You know, this is a representative republic, and the laws are made at the legislative level, not at the regulatory level.
I see. So this isn't actually a Michigan state law, then. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it is, because this is what happened. There's what's called the Invasive Species Order, which is good law. And the Invasive Species Order is in place to protect the Great Lakes against foreign flag vessels that come in through the seaway. And, you know, they would love to come in heavy with their ballast tanks full and then blow their tanks in the Great Lakes and then take on cargo and then head back out the seaway. But we can't have them doing that, because they're going to bring all kinds of seaborne creatures into the Great Lakes, and that can become a problem, like lamprey eels and certain types of snails and things like that, and even certain types of fish that could propagate in the lakes. So the invasive species order gives the powers that be, whether it's the Department of Natural Resources or the Coast Guard, the authority to board these vessels without a warrant. They have the authority to do that. And the DNR has the authority to add other species to the invasive species order. You know, through scientific methods, they determine that, you know, the emerald ash borer is an invasive species, so they can add it to the order. But it was clearly intended for maritime. So by them adding a farm animal to the invasive species order, it's just something that, you know, no one ever thought anyone would do. It would be, what if they added, say, Irish people to the invasive species order? You know, that would be a bad thing for Irish people. You wouldn't think that they could do that, but in this case, they've done something like, well, not, I don't want to compare Irish people with pigs, but they added pigs to the invasive species order, but then they tried to narrow down the species by saying, well, only pigs with straight tails or curly tails, or only pigs with a floppy ear and erect ear, you know, and they tried to make it as nebulous as they could. I think most of your listeners would agree, if they know anything about the Hegelian principle or the Hegelian dialect, that this is classic. The DNR has come out with a problem, you know, feral swine, destroying the state, killing children, destroying the environment, and then they come out with the solution. Okay, let's get all these pigs off of family farms. That's the solution. And people buy it. But the problem is, if a regulatory agency like the DNR can decide that they don't like something that you, as a freedom-loving American citizen, are doing, and make a declaration that it is going to be illegal for you to own, say, goldfish, come April 1st of 2014, then where does that end? You know, they can do whatever they want to do in that case. You know, they can outlaw any of your private property that they want. And that's the problem. You know, we don't want them outlawing our internet or our implements that we use. We don't want them outlawing our firearms or anything that we hold dear. So that's why we can't allow this to go.
Yeah. Agreed. Folks, you've been listening to Mark Baker here on the Bob Tuscan Show. His website, bakersgreenacres.com. The pigs do all right in the cold weather? Geez, I'm sure it's freezing up there.
Yeah, it is. It's been like down to 25 below. I've got a bunch of sows out on my east field, and they have housing out there, but they choose to just pack into a snowbank and huddle up, and they're okay. Our pigs are real, real furry.
Yeah, like awesome. Sheep. And you have chickens, you have pigs, you have cows as well, right?
Yeah, I have beef cows, and then we milk a few cows too.
I hope you don't drink that raw milk stuff, Mark. You'll be a real
terrorist. Stuff's a killer.
I know. Good stuff. Check it out, folks. You can help him out. Visit his website. Call the sheriff, like we were telling you before. BakersGreenAcres.com. Mark, you'll have to come back on and give us an update in a few weeks.
Love to do that, Bob. I'll keep your number handy.
All right. Thanks, brother. Thanks so much.
Best of
luck. And I hope my listeners help to be a tipping point in this case.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, we'll continue to take phone calls, 800-313-9443. Steve and I are going to break down the recent happenings in our crazy planet and so much more. And we'll take your calls all the while, 800-313-9443. By the way, I want to thank Dave for emailing me about Mark's current situation. I had Mark on a while ago. But, you know, sometimes, Steve, I really need that push to have certain guests on again or to remind me of a certain issue to cover. So I'd love to hear from the listeners, and I'd love to get their feedback and their request for me to bring people on the show and whatnot. And makes my life a lot easier. So feel free to email me if you ever have something come up. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. And also, I hate to bring this up, but it's the end of the month. Rent's due. I'm broke as a joke. I don't know what I'm going to do. My electric bill was crazy. I'm stressed out. I'm doing this show because I love it. But if anybody out there, from the kindness of their heart and the depth of their wallet, can help me out with a few Federal Reserve notes, I don't want to go on and rant about this any more than I just did. Please, please, please donate. Really need your help. I know a lot of people have been donating to the network, but I personally don't receive any kickbacks from that. I don't receive any kickbacks from the ads on this show. They offer me this platform to do what I do on a regular basis, and I really could use the listener's support if they can, if they're able. Please donate. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com is the PayPal email you can use. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com is PayPal for me. And on the right-hand side of my website on the main page, there's a little green button underneath my face that says Donate to the Tuscan Family. It says Donate to the Tuscan Family. It's at BobTuskin.com. Thank you very much in advance. You know, I got a $5 donation from a listener the other day.
Helps.
I was very happy and very glad to get that. A couple months ago, I got $100 from somebody, which was one of the biggest donations I've gotten. Thank you to them, you know. But nonetheless, if everybody donated $5 or $1, I'd really be able to get by here and not have to stress and wake up each morning wondering how I'm going to deal with this all. So, anyways, that being said, I want to take some phone calls this segment, and we'll start with Richard in Washington. Hi, Richard.
Usual, very informative show. I was wondering if Mark knew about the Polyface Farms and Joel Salatin.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Well, that's it. Basically, you try to make the animals do the work, and us humans just capitalize on the animals that provide us with our nutritional input to make us the best that we can possibly be. So with that in mind, I'm assuming he's using that program. I'm not personally too in favor of pigs, because pigs have the same kind of biological perspective as us humans. Thus, they have the same molds, bacteria, funguses, viruses that we have.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. So what we're supposed to be doing as carnivores is eating the herbivores, and a pig is a omnivore carnivore just like we are. So that's a little tenuous. But another aspect of that whole thing is the sheriff and the Constitution. Why do we think the Constitution is in effect? He asked curiously.
Why do we think it's not in effect? Well, I got an answer to that, but I hear you, Richard. Nonetheless, on paper, as far as the way it ought to be or should be, that's what we have. So that's
no,
what we're pushing for.
That's my point. It shouldn't be. A contract expires when the people that sign that contract die. The Constitution was signed by 55 people. They're all dead.
Well, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But we need that system of checks and balances, regardless of the Constitution being the precedent for that. It comes down to natural law, in my opinion, and if the sheriff can protect natural law rights, then I'm all for it. Thanks for the call, Richard. Always good to hear from
you.
No. We're going to move on to another caller and speak with Bill in Idaho now. What's up, Bill?
Hello. Good evening.
Bill, hello. Where you been? Are you doing okay?
No, actually not. NSA, NRO, whoever has been really messing with the communications and the phones. They stole my card again, so and the SIM, so I don't have a phone. So I caught it.
Yeah, your connection's all funny. I hadn't heard from you in a while, and we were worried about you. So
yeah.
Everything's okay or no?
And as much as I can be on the payphone, I'm apologizing. You know, what can you?
Oh, so you're on a payphone now?
Never lose an opportunity to oppose, no matter what. So
right on.
I just wanted to mention about the time that Under the Radar Art was communicating with Baker, or Bauer, that carried the story. we don't have Mr. Bowery was the same, and yet the discussion was the same at the same time. I hope you repeat and put me back with Manny when we're done. But what I was going to suggest, again, adopt the pigs. If we got a national campaign on feed the pigs, maybe we could adopt the pigs, put them on the Pony Express. I've got a home for a couple of them up here where you're supposed to be. I thought I mentioned before. But we've got a very active independent farm community here, and they already have piggies where I was going to recommend these go, if for no other reason to survive the breed. Nonetheless, at your earliest opportunity, if you could, I really miss you guys. I sure hope I can find a phone somehow. If you can somehow get Pastor Joe E. Foss, I believe is the pronunciation spelling. Frank, Oscar, Sam, Sam.
All right, I'm going to have Manny put you on hold, and I'll get that information from you. Your connection's awful, man. As much as I'm glad to hear from you and know that you're okay and you're not in the hospital or in jail, I'm going to have Manny write down that info and hear from you, Bill. So thank you so much. Bill's a regular caller, Steven. We haven't heard from him in a while. And, you know, we think about our callers, man. You
sure
know, especially the regulars, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And all of our friends in Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene, great place. I used to live there. Beautiful place. You know,
hey,
and when Officer Jack McLam passed away, I didn't hear from him, and I know he was very much friendly with him. And anyways, it's neither here nor there. Yes, Steve?
Well, did you hear that Obama's high school pot dealer has been gotten into a lot of trouble here, of course, the whole situation here? He was killed, pummeled to death with a hammer by his gay lover.
You're making this up, right?
No, this is a true story.
High school pot dealer was killed to death by his gay lover with a hammer?
Well, Obama's high school pot dealer beaten to death with a hammer. This is from Richard Allende, DailyMail.co.uk, January 29th. President Obama's high school pot dealer, who he thanked in his yearbook for good times, was beaten to death by his lover after a series of fights over flatulence and drugs. Mail Online can reveal today. Raymond Boyer, known as Gay Ray to Obama and his marijuana-smoking chum gang, was bludgeoned to death with a hammer 7 years after he sold the future president and his friends drugs. His lover, Andrew Dever, a male prostitute, gave police a laundry list of reasons for killing him, including that Boyer, a surfer and unemployed chef, constantly put him down, made him beg for drugs, and had a habit of breaking wind in his face. There's more to the story if you want to hear it, but this is, you know.
We'll try to get to that in the next hour.
Family radio here. Yeah.
Are you sure this is not from The Onion?
No, this is a true story. It's from the Mail Online.
Wow. Crazy. All right. We'll get to that and so much more in hour number 3, as well as your phone calls, 800-313-9444.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find